Good afternoon, I'm Tiffany Timms, and this is your news at noon. A pedestrian is recovering today from serious injuries after being struck by a car in a Surrey parking lot. Police say the driver was under the influence of alcohol when he struck the 38-year-old victim. Charges against the driver are pending. We have more information about the man who fell from the Knight Street Bridge while being chased by Vancouver police yesterday afternoon. Constable Sarah Bloor told News at Noon the man was 33 years old and was known to police for property crimes. His name and hometown still haven't been released. Meanwhile, a coroner's inquest will be held into the death of a man shot by police in Saanich. The 33-year-old man was shot several times while in a school playground. He had been chased there by two police officers after going berserk in his home, smashing things and setting fire to the apartment. Saanich Police Constable Chris Horsley says using a taser was not an option because a supervisor could not reach the scene in time. The man was acting up because his wife had recently walked out on him. The lawyer for Kelly Ellard, the Victoria woman charged with second-degree murder, says she doesn't have to prove anything. The lawyer made the comment in closing statements to the jury. He told them if they believe Ellard's testimony, then she must be acquitted. Ellard is charged with the 1997 murder of 14-year-old Rena Virk after a teen swarming near Victoria. There's a big party going on today in Vancouver. The public market on Granville Island is celebrating 25 years in business. The public affairs manager says there will be something for people of all ages. Shopping is prime today as stores are offering special birthday prices. Thank you for listening. I'm Tiffany Timms and this is CKLV's News at Noon.